Chapter 6. Money. "We only have £26.87, Steph said, "and we have to get a minibus to take us to the tournament." We were talking about the money that we needed for the Bramrock Stars. The most expensive thing was the minibus, a small bus. "The cheapest minibus costs £40 an hour, and we need it for 3 hours," said Steph. "What are we going to do?" Talia asked. "If we don't have a minibus, we can't go to the tournament," I said. "This isn't fair. We have to pay for a minibus, and we've got the oldest and ugliest football shirts to wear," Ali said. "The school has spent all the sports money on the boys' team. Now they need the school minibus to go to their own tournament," Naomi said. "They don't think that girls are important, but we'll show them that we're as good as the boys." "I can take our football shirts and change the colour from grey," Layla said. "Great," Naomi replied, "but we still need money." "We can sell cakes," I said. Charlie looked like she was eating a lemon. "Do you remember your hot chili cake?" "Don't talk about that," I answered. "It's not a bad thing," said Layla. "Everything that we're doing now is because you made that terrible cake and you couldn't dance." That's one of the things that I love about Layla. She always looks for the bright side in everything. "Let's have a pizza sale," I said suddenly. Then Layla had a better idea. "Let's make dessert pizzas. You know, pizzas with sweet things on top." Everybody loved the idea. We decided to do it on Saturday at Layla's house. We needed a lot of different things for the pizzas. Everybody agreed to bring something. We needed to sell a lot of pizzas at £2 a slice. "We always have lots of bananas and other fruit at my house," said Talia. "I'll bring some." We told Rhiannon about our plan. "I'll put some flyers in the library," she said, "and I'll put it on my Instagram too." I was beginning to feel brighter. Maybe I wasn't good at dancing or making cakes, but I could still show everyone that I was a star. Zach and his friends will see that they were wrong, I thought. Dad's eyes will stop being sad, and Mai will be proud of me, and she'll remember me more often. That Saturday, we worked hard. We cooked our first pizzas at 11 a.m. Layla's mum helped us with the first one, and then we cooked the other pizzas very carefully. At noon, we had a lot of different pizzas, and they all smelled wonderful. We put plates over them because we didn't want them to get cold. 20 minutes later, Layla's front garden was full of customers. "Well done, girls," a man said. "This pizza smells better than the pizzas in the best restaurants in town." He bought 2 slices of pizza and gave us £5. "Keep the pound," he said. "You've worked hard." The lunchtime customers left just after 3 p.m. Steph, Talia and I made more pizzas in the next 2 hours. The afternoon customers arrived at around 5 p.m. There were more people than before.
"Oh no," said Charlie. "It's Rosie and Erica."
I was surprised when they each bought a slice of the fruit pizza. "I hope that you go to the tournament," Rosie said. She smiled the smile that she gives before saying something horrible. "You'll lose, and then we can all laugh. You are a terrible dancer. You and your team are losers. You can't win anything.
I stepped near her angrily, but Steph stopped me.
Don't, she said. They're not important enough to get angry with.
That's right, said Ali. She hit her left hand with her right hand very hard. This frightened Erica, and she jumped.
We're going to smash it on the football field, Ali said loudly.
Rosie and Erica quickly ran away.
We sold our last pizza, cleaned the kitchen, and then sat down at the table. Dad gave us £5 for working hard, but we needed nearly £90 more for the minibus. Steph counted the money and wrote a number down. Then Naomi counted the money again.
I'm sorry, Naomi said, but we didn't make £90.
She smiled a secret smile at Steph. We made £112.60! Everybody smiled and cheered.
Bramrock Stars are going to the tournament, I thought.
Today was tournament day. We need to win all three of our games. There's no room for stupid mistakes, I thought. We were in Group B and we had to play Windmill Villa, Brighton Dynamos and Hove Cosmos. Windmill Villa and Brighton Dynamos were new teams like us, but everybody knew Hove Cosmos. They've played together for 2 years, I said. They're really good.
Oh no! Charlie suddenly shouted.
She was holding up our football shirts. They weren't grey now. They were worse. Pink, brown and green mixed together. We all looked at Layla.
What happened? I asked. I tried to change the colour, but it went a bit wrong.
Layla's face was red.
A bit, said Talia.
I put on one of the shirts. It doesn't matter, I said.
We're here to win.
We all put on our shirts.
We looked horrible, and we all laughed, because it really didn't matter.
We walked onto the football field, and we were still laughing loudly. We won our first game against Windmill Villa 3-0. I scored 2 of the goals. Brighton Dynamos were terrible, and we won 4-0.
We need to win one more game, and then we can go to the final in 2 weeks, I thought.
I was happy to see my dad and Jordan standing together and cheering. We were a family again. Now it was time to win our last game.